From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. State agencies that are beginning to implement new produce safety and other standards required by the Food Safety Modernization Act will need a lot more money in fiscal 2018. That's according to the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture in its annual appropriations letter to Congress. NASDA is also seeking more funding for USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service and EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs. School food service directors who say they've been struggling to meet increased nutrition standards that have boosted food costs are looking for some help in the next farm bill. Hundreds of school nutrition officials were on Capitol Hill last week urging lawmakers to support earmarking $140 million in annual funding to buy commodities for school breakfasts. USDA currently helps defray the cost of school meals both through direct reimbursement and through the supply of commodities for lunches. The Trump administration has made clear its dislike of the five-year-old U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement, but South Korea's Ambassador An Ho-young told AgriPulse the pact has been enforced for the past 5 years and is working fine. And while a $28 billion trade surplus helps South Korea's view on the agreement, the Trump administration says their success has coincided with a dramatic increase in our trade deficit with that country. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.